truly celebrated as the first great composer, part of me rather likes to hang on to the romantic idea of Hildegard disappearing under the floorboards of a stationery warehouse, as though she were my secret.
Sarah Moore Peach with her essay on Hildegard of Bingen. Sarah presents the choir here on Radio 3 at 4 p.m. this Sunday, live at London's South Bank Centre. Do come along and join her if you're in the area. There'll be plenty of live choral music in the programme, and between 4:30 and 5 o'clock, she'll play a complete piece by Hildegard.
Radio 3's Live in Concert from South Bank Centre, London, celebrates the reopening of the restored Royal Festival Hall organ. The virtuoso Thomas Trotter plays music from Bach to Judith Weir. Westminster Abbey's organist, James O'Donnell, plays Saint-Saëns' majestic organ symphony. And Olivier Latry, the celebrated organist at Notre-Dame in Paris, gives an all-French recital ending with Vidor's Fifth Symphony. Join me, Martin Handley, and Sarah Moore Peach for Live in Concert from South Bank Centre. All next week at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3. Or catch up with the concerts on the Radio 3 website.
And now, World on 3, live from London's South Bank Centre. Here's Marianne Kennedy.
Well, you know, I never like being too far from the sea, and if I do find myself rather far from beautiful Loch Linney, where I look out from the house every day in life, a river will do very nicely, thank you. I'm Marianne Kennedy. Welcome to World on 3, looking out over the Thames as part of Radio 3's residency at London's South Bank Centre. We have so much loveliness lined up for you tonight, whether you're with us in the audience here in the building, around our wee pop-up glass box of a studio, or whether you're listening in on air or online. Our glorious Commonwealth connections take us tonight to Sierra Leone and to Botswana. We'll be joined as well by world music journalist and writer Andy Morgan to take us through some world music milestones. And for just a little while this evening, the Thames becomes the Douro as our studio guests, Claudia Aurora and her band, bring the distinctive flavours of Portuguese fado to the show. And they're going to start out with the tale of Marraquinha, alas, with a date with a sailor. He fails to turn up, but she's not that bothered. She still manages to have a good night out. Please welcome Claudia.
Thank you.
Foi ao baile procurar o seu amor. Ansiava, procurava, acabou com grande dor. Marraquinha foi ao baile procurar o seu amor. Ansiava, procurava, acabou com grande dor. Marraquinha, ai tão linda, tão linda, com rendas maciãs em seu vestido branco. Marraquinha, ai tão linda, elegante portuguesa, com seu eterno pranto. Corria atrás da fantasia, um marinheiro, um veleiro, ou quem sabe, uma maré. Chorava, chamava, procurava Marraquinha, sempre insistente, velejando em sua fé. Marraquinha foi ao baile procurar o seu amor. Ansiava, procurava, acabou com grande dor. Marraquinha foi ao baile procurar o seu amor. Ansiava, procurava, acabou com grande dor. ao baile procurar o seu amor. Ansiava, procurava, acabou com grande dor. Mariquinha foi ao baile procurar o seu amor. Ansiava, procurava, acabou com grande dor. Mariquinha, ai, tão linda, tão linda, com rendas macias em seu vestido branco. Mariquinha, ai, tão linda, tão linda, elegante portuguesa, com seu eterno pranto. Corria atrás da fantasia um marinheiro, um veleiro, ou quem sabe uma maré. Chorava, chamava, procurava Mariquinha, sempre insistente, velejando em sua fé. Mariquinha foi ao baile procurar o seu amor. Ansiava, procurava, acabou com grande dor. Mariquinha foi ao baile procurar o seu amor. Ansiava, procurava, acabou com grande dor.
Thank you.
Fantastic stuff. Thank you so much, Claudia. What a great start to the programme, and it's really lovely to have you here with us at the South Bank Centre. And herself and the band will be with us throughout the show tonight, and I'll be getting the crack with her just a little bit later on. And you can join us virtually too if you're tweeters. You can use the R3 South Bank hashtag that we have for the Radio 3 residency all this fortnight down at South Bank Centre. So lots of great stuff lined up tonight from round the Commonwealth and with our special guests this evening, and a doff of the cap too to my World on 3 partner in crime, Lopa Qatari, who's been getting physical with her contributions to sport relief. I am very impressed, and you can hear more about just exactly what she got up to a little bit later on. But all that stuff to pack into the show doesn't mean that we don't have room for a couple of the best new releases kicking around. And that's what we're going to have next. Something from a virtuoso exponent of the Russian button accordion, or button box, they'd call it back home. His technique really is quite amazing. With some of the tracks, you can barely remember that this is a button rather than a keyboard instrument. So this is Vladimir Denisenkov, and it's the opening track from his album Feeling and Passion. And he says this is a true expression of his Russian soul. It's called Chasing Ogres, whatever you want to take from that.
Thank you.
Vladimir Denisenkov from his new album on Felmy Records, that wonderfully eclectic Italian label for which we have so much time on this particular show. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3 live at London's South Bank Centre, coming to you from the pop-up studio that's been home to Radio 3 for the duration of this South Bank residency. And as well as the live music that's a fixture of the programme, we thought it would be rather cool tonight, since we have an audience with us, to have some more guests, including a wander through some world music milestones in the company of esteemed world music writer Andy Morgan, whose passion for, amongst other things, the music of Mali has given us one of the finest commentaries yet on the ongoing situation in the north of the country in his book Music, Culture and Conflict. So no great surprise, Andy, that we're going to have a clear nod in that direction with some of the tracks that you've picked out tonight. But each of the four tracks that you've brought to the mix, they are individual artists that hit home very powerfully with you.
Totally. Yeah, no, completely. They're all people who've made a huge impression. They're all people I've been incredibly lucky to meet, and they've all made a huge impression because for me, they're so much more than entertainers. They're people who, when they perform, you get a sense of jeopardy, you get a sense of a danger somehow, you know, emotionally. They really push the boat out. And the first track we're going to listen to tonight is Papa Wemba, the Congolese artist who basically revolutionized Congolese music in the early 70s with his band Zyko Langa Langa. And when I was working at Real World in the early 1990s, he was recording for them at the time. And he released this album called The Voyager. And the opening track always really, I mean, it's just stayed in my head. It sounds, the backing track sounds very much of the time with the whatever they use, the kind of like syndrums and Fairlight.
So what you're saying is this is definitely the 80s.
It's an 80s sound, you know. It's got, there's a little bit of Kajagoogoo in there. But when his voice hits, it's just so incredibly powerful and pure. And you get that whole tradition of the Congolese church, of the Catholic church, and that purity and that passion right there when he sings.
Well, that's going to suit this 80s child right down to the ground.
Papa nomike, mi nomike o Zoto moke, na ma papu o kote pa te pa Salibo solon kondo maria e Tonga tonga libo sone lili na yo Na sambe laka Yonde maria, mama na ezo mo santo Ave Maria, Mayo Matame Mati, que le pote.
Papa Wemba there and Maria Valencia, and must have been a very special time in that kind of early 80s when world music was coalescing into something that people would recognise, that wasn't just a niche that a small bunch of folk were really passionate about, that it was finding a bigger audience.
Oh, totally. Early 90s, this was. I think what for me, what the really exciting was the move from world music as an ethnomusicological concept to world music as a pop concept. Because what the ethnomusicologists tend to do, bless them, is to erase the individuality of artists. Whereas with people like Papa Wemba, he's an incredible character. And he got in trouble with the law later on, as people know, for kind of smuggling musicians into the country. But he's really a superb musician, and he, you know, he presented himself as a superb musician.
And each one of these four tracks that you personally have picked, you can say that about the singers, the artists involved. They are world-class artists, no matter what kind of music you're talking about.
Totally. Here. Rebels, fighters, iconoclasts. People who aren't scared of kind of rubbing society up the wrong way, you know, and just incredibly impressive, yeah.
So we threw the milestones open to suggestion on last week's show, and thanks to everyone who got in touch with their own ideas, including Hilary Luder, who suggested an early collaboration, again, the real-world connection here between Peter Gabriel and, oh, just one of the most stunning voices of any genre, Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. What is it, do you think, about this in particular that makes it special?
It's got to be, you know, I'm not a particularly religious person, but it's got to be the divine spirit, you know, because I remember I was working for WOMAD in Yokohama, and it was when he was still alive, and there was, at the end of the festival, there was a kind of get-together of all the artists, which was bubbling along nicely, but then Nusrat came in, and his voice, and everybody just literally was just rooted to the spot within 10 seconds of him starting to sing. So it comes from on high somewhere.
Oh, everyone's gone quiet. They know what's coming. Let's have a listen.
Allah, Allah, Allah,
Wow. Well, there is a serious danger of dancing breaking out amongst the audience here. And Andy Morgan...
It's already broken out.
I don't know whether you're crying, laughing, smiling, but obviously just listening to that voice brings Nusrat straight back to you.
Totally. Transports me back. That's the whole Sufi thing, you know, that he was so much... an ambassador for, you know, that direct experience of the divine, you know. I don't think you have to be a believer, in fact, you know. You just listen to his voice and you can understand what it's all about straight away.
One of my personal hobby horses is when somebody says, oh, I listened to this Gaelic song, I didn't understand the words, but it doesn't matter. Of course it matters. But do you think there are some singers that are able to transcend that language thing?
Oh, completely, yeah. I mean, James Brown is one, because his lyrics were never very, for him it's just pure, it's rhythm really, you know, and funkiness. But with Nusrat, it's the same, you know, because I think my understanding is that when they sing, all they're singing is just, you know, Allah on high, you know, endlessly repeated in a kind of trancey way. So I don't think you need to really understand, you know. The understanding passes by other means, yeah.
So let's move on then, and to the Île de Réunion, and a man who's synonymous with a very different part of the world. Tell us why this is a recording that matters so much to you.
Well, I saw Daniel Waro about 20 years ago, and he knocked me flat as well. And I think it's also because he's also got this very—he basically plays this style of music called Maloya, which is the blues of the Réunion. It's the black music that was completely underground, frowned on, forbidden even until very, very recently. And people like him basically dragged it out of obscurity. And it's very intense. It's very, very spiritual. It's actually based on these sort of African rituals called the Service Cabaret, where they invoke the ancestors to come back. And when he plays, you can absolutely hear that intensity. But this particular track, which is called Dégage Anou Vitman, that's my Creole for tonight. Basically, he wrote that when he was in prison in the mid-70s because he refused to do military service in France for probably obvious reasons. He's very much a pro-independence for La Réunion, so he didn't want to fight for the French army. And he wrote this track, which basically means get out of Vietnam. So it was very, very tropical for the time. And I think it's very short, but it really shows that intensity and just the pure driving joy of his music.
Maman dégage à nous vite, ma. Oh, te dégage à nous vite, ma. Maman te bout à nous vite, ma. Oui, dégage à nous vite, ma. Nena col col na copica, momo talia na bilater, zanimo sa dans la misère. Dégage à nous vite, ma.
Dégage à nous vite, ma.
Momo debout à nous vite, ma.
Debout à nous vite, ma.
Sakouya nous vite, ma.
Sakouya nous vite, ma.
Ote dégage à nous vite, ma.
Dégage à nous vite, ma.
Dans les hauts de si l'océan, maman jolie tu payes en que ça n'y gagne plus à voler. Dégage à nous vite, ma.
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 Débouze à nous vite, ma.
Débouze à nous vite, ma.
Dégage à nous vite, ma.
Dégage à nous vite, ma.
Sakouya nous vite, ma.
Sakouya nous vite, ma.
Nena col col non copica. Momo talia na pilate, zanimo sa dan la misère. Dégage à nous vite, ma.
Dégage à nous vite, ma.
Momo debout à nous vite, ma.
Debout à nous vite, ma.
Sakouya nous vite, ma.
Sakouya nous vite, ma.
Oti dégage à nous vite, ma.
Dégage à nous vite, ma.
Nous t'ila en gaz y perd le sang. Oti ou pile ma salé. Ni koné pibe qui s'anile. Dégage à nous vite, ma.
Dégage à nous vite, ma.
Debout à nous vite, ma.
dégage-nous vitement.
Dégage-nous vitement.
Ok, démerde vitement.
Dégage-nous vitement.
Dans la sable et l'océan, ça nous pète, ça même mon nation, ça nous tue pays la Réunion. Dégage-nous vitement.
Dégage-nous vitement.
Côté de bout à nous vitement.
De bout à nous vitement.
Dégage-nous vitement.
Dégage-nous vitement.
Sakouya nous vitement.
Sakouya nous vitement.
That's fantastic stuff there. And I have to say, there are times when radio just doesn't quite do it to be able to convey to folk listening at home what a fantastic audience we have here, because there are some serious, serious moves going on out there. It's obviously the classic choices that you're
absolutely
making there,
yeah,
Andy.
Yeah, yeah, no, my, the DJing. There's a particular vibe mistress in the audience who I think, you know, X Factor is not going to be able to handle her, really.
So yeah. Let us round off this wee section here with another amazing singer, but taking us to another continent again. And I wanted to put this one in the mix because it's an iconic song, Gracias a la Vida. An amazing woman, again, whose voice and whose artistry stood up for a culture and her strongly held beliefs, Mercedes Sosa. Is there something in particular about that whole kind of Afro-Latin, that kind of core of what is world music, that grabs people more than maybe the more esoteric parts of world music? Is there a reason why we go to South America, why we go to West Africa?
That's a very good question. I sometimes think there are reasons that are musical, but I also think there are reasons which are just cultural and commercial. And that, for me, for instance, between West Africa and here, that it's almost that the taps are open and there are connections, and so people make connections, and so stuff gets over here. But also, it's often to do with the fact that the music is pentatonic. I'm not going to get too technical here, but it basically feels quite familiar. It's something that we can digest quite easily, whereas music from Yemen, for example, or I don't know where, you know, certain parts of Iran, for example, just might feel just a little bit too otherworldly for a lot of people. Yeah.
Well, let's listen to this from Mercedes Sosa just now. And this goes out to Carlos Arredondo, one of the most musically active of Scotland's post-73 Chilean community, because I know this one in particular means a lot to him.
Gracias a la vida, me ha dado tanto. Me dio dos luceros que cuando los abro perfecto distingo lo negro del blanco y en el alto cielo su fondo estrellado y en las multitudes el hombre que yo gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el sonido y el abecedario, con las palabras que pienso y declaro, madre, amigo, hermano, y luz alumbrando la ruta del alma del que estoy amando. Gracias a la vida
e mi avavo tanto, mi avavo la marcia e mi spie scansavo, con ellos anduve ciudades y charcos, playas y desiertos, montañas y llanos, y la casa tuya, tu calle y tu patio. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio el corazón que agita su marco. Cuando miro el fruto del cerebro humano, cuando miro el bueno tan lejos del malo, cuando miro el fondo de tus ojos claros.
Mercedes Sosa and that beautiful Thanks for Life, Gracias a la Vida. And Andy Morgan will be back in a little while with a few more world music milestones. You're listening to Mary Ann Kennedy and World on Three. And the milestones we turn to now are the ones being aimed for this summer in Glasgow as part of the Commonwealth Games. Here on World on Three, we're playing our own part in the run-up to the Games in my hometown with a magnificent series compiled by our Radio Scotland music colleagues, taking us right round all 53 of the Commonwealth countries through some classic tracks and special features. And we stay with track and field this week with another up-and-coming sprinter to introduce us to music from Sierra Leone. Hafsatu Camara has already represented her country at international level, and she's determined to do well in Glasgow. She was raised in Sierra Leone and in the United States, forced to leave her home because of the outbreak of civil war in the early 90s, but it's obvious where her heart lies. Her choice of music is by Emerson from his album Yesterday Better Pass Today. It's a recording which provoked a lot of political debate and ruffled not a few feathers amongst those in authority in Sierra Leone at the time. But this reggae song, Na for Balance, counsels Sierra Leoneans to take the path that avoids physical confrontation.
Gotcha, zoom, zoom, zoom. Tell me, tell me, tell me.
My name is Hafsatu Camara, and I'm a sprinter for Sierra Leone. And I represented Sierra Leone in the Region 2 Senior Championship, which took place in Burkina Faso 2013. It feels great to represent Sierra Leone. It's a really good feeling because it's just something that not many people get to do and represent a part of my family that not many people like recognize. So I was actually born in Alexandria, Virginia, but as soon as I was born, me and my younger brothers and sisters were sent to Sierra Leone to be raised by our grandparents. While I was there for a couple of years, started school and everything, but once the Civil War started, we were sent back to the U.S., being that we were American citizens. Our parents definitely make it apparent for us to stay connected with our heritage and our family and keep updating ourselves as far as news and different events going on in Sierra Leone. And the artist I chose was Emerson. He's a really popular Sierra Leone artist, mostly because of how he stays with the root and the start of Sierra Leone music, but also he brings in like the daily struggles that Sierra Leoneans go through as far as dealing with poverty, government, and lack of support. And he brings it through that through music, you know, instead of just going out there and with violence or political protesting, he uses music in order to bring the people and draw attention to the matters in Sierra Leone.
Once better man away will bury him, he's on sugar medicine. Once better man away will bury him, he's on sugar medicine.
He's saying basically to ignore all negative things and like, let's say, for example, someone tells you to go out with them and steal something. They're like, no, just ignore it. Or someone offers you money, but it's not enough, or it's just too little. Ignore it and just be grateful for what you have. It's basically telling you to ignore the negatives in life and just look towards the positive and do positive things.
Na con man, you see some man malam, na for balance.
Man on the left case to God.
Where them begin fet you for position, now it's a key, na for balance.
It's very useful in the sporting sense too. It definitely helps them when like zoning out and focusing on the positive of things and just ignoring all the negative influences and things that might distract you from your purpose.
Come over, see meet us, now you land balance. If the person won't pay you back, please take money, run. Run, no ask for balance. Not to detain this for me gallant. Land for me nonchalant. No sign your death warrant. Some man before you molest him, na die. Some man before you bubble run. Na die, so if you know I lay down na four man shoulder at the age of 25. So if you know I lay down na four man shoulder at the age of 35, I for land for balance.
Balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Once better man away will bury him, he's on sugar medicine.
Hafsatu Camara and her choice of heritage track from Sierra Leone, and it sounds like nothing is going to distract her from her goals in Glasgow this summer. Do remember as well, you can check out all the Commonwealth connections online at the World on Three pages of the Radio 3 website. And if any of the features inspire you in particular, we'd love to hear from you as well. You can tweet us, if that's your thing, using the R3 Commonwealth hashtag. You're listening to Mary Ann Kennedy and World on Three live at London South Bank Centre. We'll be returning to the connections a little later on with some amazing sounds from Botswana. And we'll also be hearing about my World on Three other half, Lopa Katari, and her efforts for sport relief this week in the glass box treadmill outside Broadcasting House. But something a little less exhausting next, as we welcome back tonight's session guests. Please welcome Bristol-based fadista Claudia Aurora and her band.
Tirei ao mar um grande banho. gigante. O poder de sentir a minha mão na tua alma viajante. Canta.
Beautiful stuff from Claudia Aurora there, and just coming over to join me at the table there. Now, that's more like it.
Hello.
The Portuguese fado, it should be soul-bearing stuff like that.
Yes, that's true.
Is it a bit like Gaelic songs? People just think that all we ever sing about are miserable things.
No, not at all, not at all. There is like happy beating fado music as well. But I think with the very dramatic one, you find a release. There's kind of a healing. There's a transformation going on. Yeah.
Is fado a kind of music that became more important to you once you'd left Portugal behind you?
Yes, very true. Yeah, it became important once I moved to England, actually. I started rediscovering, really, because fado is everywhere in Portugal, north, south. Since I was little, I was exposed to it. But when I moved to England, I started to devour it. I started listening and in practicing at home. And it's where it all started. It was from there. Yeah.
Now, your band this evening, first of all, introduce us to the members of your
course.
Band.
On the cello, we have Kate Short. Then we have on the bouzouki, we have Pablo Carvalho, John Short, and Spanish guitar, Javier Moreno.
So this isn't your normal lineup for backing a fado singer, really, is it?
No.
Is it easier to break the rules when you're out of the Portuguese loop, as it were?
Well, I think it can be quite tricky. As a purist, the purists like to follow a line, you know. It goes back a long time, even when Amália Rodrigues started singing, and she's the fado queen, like the best voice ever. There was a group called the Anti-Amalianos, who were like anti her because she was very unique, what she was doing, and they wanted to keep the purity. So I think nowadays there's singers who are keeping the purity, they keep the raw line, and there's others who are experimental and more open to other influences, and I'm one of them.
So it's across a whole spectrum.
Yes, because it's impossible. Like, I have so many influences from all the styles all over the world, and I sing and I write what I feel, so I use the instruments I feel. Yeah.
How important is creating new songs to the tradition?
For me, it's very important. I speak about my experiences, also of what experiences of people around me. So, and I put them into songs. So, and I think people relate to the songs in one way or the other.
Well, let's have another song from you just
now. Yes.
Just tell us quickly what this one's going to be.
This is a new song I just wrote recently. It's called Promessa, means promise. And it's a song about love and about hope. So it's not a sad song.
Excellent. Thank you very much for being with us tonight, Claudia. Claudia Aurora.
Não vês que sem ti vagueio à toa, aguardo um sinal para que a vida não doa minha rendição. Abraça-te a mim, vamos juntos viver este amor sem fim. Não vês que eu sem ti sou o pássaro que não voa, a canção que não se liberta, o verso que não perdoa. Agora sou tu. Até ao final, Vamos para a rua cantar. Vamos para a rua. Vamos para a rua cantar. Vamos para a rua. Agora sou tua, prometo, sou tua até ao final. Agora sou tua, prometo, sou tua. Amor desigual. Lara, lara, lara. Lara, lara, lara. Lara, lara, lara. Lara.
Thanks a million to Claudia and, of course, her very able backing singers there in the audience. More from Claudia and the band before the end of tonight's show. So you're listening to BBC Radio 3 live at South Bank, coming to you from the pop-up studio in the foyer overlooking the River Thames. Here, there, everywhere, folk have been doing energetic and slightly crazy things to raise money for sport relief. Great efforts all round, including our own Lopa Qatari. And here is how she got on earlier in the week as she put in the miles for money outside Broadcasting House here in London.
I'm standing here in the piazza in front of Broadcasting House. Behind me is a Perspex box, or what I'd like to call a transparent sporting torture chamber. I have signed up to see how far I can run in an hour on the treadmill. One thing I'd like to add is that I really, really don't like running. But to run, I've got to listen to music. I cannot do one without the other. So today, I have brought with me my trusty cassette Walkman. Yes, I said cassette because it is old style tape. So I'm going to start off with my mixtape, because there is no other person that is going to help me at the beginning of this challenge than the grand Dame Shirley Bassey and a song that she did with Propellerheads called History Repeating. So why am I doing it? Well, what better cause, frankly, than sport relief? And this year, for the first time ever, the whole of BBC Radio is teaming up to raise money for sport relief by running, cycling and swimming the circumference of the Earth. That's 25,000 miles in total. You're welcome to join us running, cycling or swimming, or perhaps you'd prefer to donate money. Just go to bbc.co.uk/sportrelief. and see what takes your fancy, and read more about where the money goes and who else is involved this year. So one album that's always with me when I'm working out is Congo Acoustic from Mose Fanfan. Fantastic album. And this is one of my favorite tracks, Sikulu. Just the kind of thing when I think I can go no further to get my feet running in automatic mode. Thank you. 7 miles on the treadmill and 17.8 glorious miles on the bike in 1 hour. Not bad at all. I'm exhausted. Wow, that was hard going.
Well done, Lopa, and she did want to fess up that that mileage total did actually come with a little bit of assistance from our wonderful and heroic broadcast assistant, Martin Webb, who's here tonight as well. But indeed, well done to everyone who's gone the extra mile this week for Sport Relief. Remember, you can check out that address to donate again, bbc.co.uk/sportrelief. Well worth the blood, sweat and tears that went into that, Lopa. Well done. Sitting quietly in the pop-up studio here at London South Bank, I'm Mary-Ann Kennedy, being infinitely more slothful, but I did get excited at tonight's Commonwealth Connections feature from a country that I had the privilege of being introduced to by a very fine Gaelic singer who knew the place like the back of his hand. I travelled to Botswana with educator Donny Murdo-MacLeod to make a documentary a few years ago now on the campaign to improve public education throughout the country, giving every child a free education throughout their primary years. Not always an easy task in a country with major issues of poverty, HIV, AIDS, and social inclusion of nomadic minorities all to contend with. It was obvious, though, that Donny really loved this country that he'd been a part with for upwards of 20 years. And the teachers he worked with loved him too. They dubbed him Rapula, the bringer of good fortune. Although, since we met them all on the day of the breaking of a long-time drought with a complete deluge that brought folk dancing out on the streets, then maybe rainmaker would have been just as appropriate. Pula being the word, too, for rain and for the nation's currency. All good stuff. Donny loved, too, that Botswanans love to sing. And I think it was in large part this that helped make the Commonwealth Connections for him. So let's have a listen to himself in action before we head for Botswana with this song from his album, Skoop is the Law. I lie here on my bed, unable to sleep.
Saun han guan kun viag, o gyrtia vain mogan. Ham o guan kun viag, es mi kun narak et nam folk, mi kun chrover chruoloch, nam och dikit guarst chaun kro. Namolarichen sharichan naimi kupalelekio saun rainyum of yalum arainyu desner harinkevok Solch yng nghar a'n yw'r as nyr yw'r dy fi'r gil ysdo'n chor Gaf e cor lyf iawl dy chym y faes dy'r hort ar ysdo'n fod Dim a hwc mi gyd sawl y bawl y tŵyt y mys cain dy'r mofiol Be mawr och gyfi sir yw'r naged i o'n mil chyn gan o'r. Be mawr och gyfi mar yw'r ysgat ysgrif gael e pion. Hwg ym ion yn y ffi, bil gym beth yw'r gil ysgachawn. Ach na i o'r ymsyglo'r gap em o'ch o'r golawn Mae'r byfal ym fi post rwyt lemwyl ei o'n ysgwn taing Byd ym o'r liach iarch sy'n dar y byfoch eich ar y gyrtawm Byd ym ychiol dol ychad y lawn sydd at un yna ym dwysg. An y siom ar yn dyniac bart y chlyn yn yrwyn. Sawn yn cyllun y mat yn stryg yn amgloc yn fawr. Y fel eglir dan y mychion ddim yr och nad chaint Na melw i droch hwr a mer son yng nghwn ant yn tiawn Na cwn ant yn daion y fach i'n seglawn Cial pos i gwnistys mochri y brist y lyd graf.
Donny Mardo MacLeod and a truly heartbreaking song of a man betrayed in love. Fabulous Shannon singer from the island of Lewis and a long-time devotee of tonight's Commonwealth Connection, Botswana, being our next stop on the Whirlwind musical tour of the Commonwealth in the run-up to the Games here on World on Three. In Botswana, each tribe has their own identifiable style of music. The Balete de Tlaka traditional group, based in Ramotswa village in the south of Botswana, is one of the last groups keeping the amazing sounds of de Tlaka music alive. Deputy Chief Gogozi Tsimane Mogosi tells the stories of the music, and the group's director and pipe tuner, you'll find out why, Silala Muketsi shares how he learnt de Tlaka in the South African mines as a boy. And as we head back to the capital, Gaborone, for something very different, Miser Matako plays his Mbira thumb piano in his garden.
My name is Dr. Utukile Sendiso Fibion. I am a music lecturer at the University of Botswana. Botswana has more than 23 tribes. So each tribe has its own type of music. Every tribe in Botswana is identified by the type of music it is performing. The Tlaka music is a musical genre which is performed by the Balete of Ramotswa found in the southeastern part of Botswana. So it is part of their tribal identity. Traditionally, the Tlaka were made from river reeds, and due to durability, the river reeds did not last long. The Tlaka performers changed to copper pipes. Nowadays, the Tlaka music is performed from copper pipes. According to the stories I heard from the two tribes, the Tlaka music originated from herd boys who were looking after cattle along the river banks. When they were bored, they picked the reeds from the rivers, started blowing, and later on discovered that the reeds were producing music, and they started performing in groups, and later on the tribes recognized the performance of the reeds, and the music started, and it was now performed as tribal music.
My name is Khosi Tsimane Mokhosi. I'm the Deputy Paramount Chief of Gamalete. I'm deputizing Khosi Mosadi Seboko, who's apparently the only lady Paramount Chief in the country, in Botswana. She is the traditional leader, Khosi, of Gamalete, which comprises the villages of Otse, Mokhobane, Taung, in Ramozwa, which is the headquarters of the Gamalete tribal territory. All the four villages of Gamalete are traditional Tswana villages. The people still practice and live according to our customs and culture, and they are mostly into agriculture, that is both pastoral and arable farming. So this way most of their livelihood. Although the villages are becoming developed in a modern way, the children all go to school. Most of the parents have been to school. We find that educators, they are, there is a problem for unemployment throughout the country. But we, as the tribal leadership, together with the government, we train by all means to encourage the youth, the educated youth, to practice and try and revive the culture of agriculture so that we improve and alleviate this problem of unemployment and poverty. The Gamalete Ditlhaka group comprises of around 26 registered members. Traditionally, this music is like freestyle. It's open to everybody who knows how to play and who is even willing to learn. Anybody can join in and sing. This one is about a hunting expedition whereupon one of the members of the regiment went missing. He happened to be coming from one ward called Ha-Siko, those who venerated the snake. And then when they arrived back home, they had to sing this song that to explain that he has been devoured by a leopard.
Traditionally, Ditlhaka in Ramotswa was performed when there was not enough rainfall for ploughing. And people would gather at the Khutla or the tribal administration center and spend the whole night or even two evenings performing. And normally for them to perform, to sustain the performance, they need to have some traditional beer so that they can enjoy and raise their morale. And in some cases, Ditlhaka music is performed during weddings and whenever there are important meetings at the Khutla, whether it be political meetings addressed by the president or ministers or some Khutla meetings. Each pipe in the Ditlhaka can only play one pitch at a time unless it is retuned by the tuner by moving the Martin cloth which is within the Ditlhaka itself to vary the pitch. The Ditlhaka are controlled by the leader. They know when to come in, when the leader points, and they come in as the leader wishes. There are four pitches. The highest is called Nukwane Yantla. Second lowest is called Nukwane Abubedi. then the following one is Nukwane Abraru, and then the lowest is called Muporo.
Soprano. High. Number two. Second part. Alto.
His name is Sialala Moketsi in Ramotswa village. Sialala is the chairman of the Ditlaka Bamaliti Ditlaka traditional group, and he's also the tuner of the Ditlaka.
Sialala started learning Ditlaka in
1984. When he was working in the South African mines. You know, in South African mines, people are put in according to their tribes. They used to organize their musical genres according to their tribal groups. So that is how he learned. There was a Baliti Ditlaka traditional group in the mine where he was working. That is how he learned the Ditlaka play. To be a tuner, it's a gift. It's not everybody who performs Ditlaka who can tune. Most of the people can perform, but they cannot tune. So as a result, he has that gift of tuning. But for him to be a chairman, he has to be nominated by the group. So in tuning, they use a piece of matting cloth. So depending where it is within the pipe, it makes the differences in pitches. The lower the matting cloth, the lower the pitch. The higher the matting cloth, the higher the pitch. Ditlaka music is very active in Ramotswa, but it's now almost obsolete in the other village of Tlokweng because the youngsters opt for other musical genres. They feel Ditlaka music is for only elderly people and it's outdated, it's old-fashioned. But in Ramotswa, Ditlaka music is alive because there's a lot of encouragement from the tribal authorities. So people in Ramotswa hold Ditlaka music in high esteem.
In a
My name is Maiza Matlaku. I'm a father of six, and I live with one, with my wife. And I stay here in Khabroni for a long time, but I originate in the south of Botswana, a village called Kanye. My music that I play right now is Mbira music, and this Mbira music, I started learning the Mbira music in 1985 after school. More on reading, like the old man Paul Bellina, he used to write a lot about Mbira music and spread it on transcripts, like that we read through that in books. And then we met other people from Zimbabwe, who, like Ifat Mujuru, and the gurus of Mbira. They used to come to Botswana in 1986 and teach us. So since 1986, I had close contact with the Mbira players from Zimbabwe. And here in Botswana, Mbira is used by traditional doctors. And it's called Sitinkani. They use it for healing. They just play that thing to call the mediator. In the Kalahari in Botswana. Yeah, yeah. I have this spirit, which is very strong. But I don't call anyone and say, come, let me heal you. Mm-mm. I heal myself. And I can heal you only in distance, without me knowing. Just like music, any music, jazz, you might love it. Okay, I'm going to play you a song called Kukwanyani. That is a little beetle. It's a rain beetle. Before the rain comes, it will do this. Somewhere. Then you will hear it. Then you should know, maybe it will rain.
Beautiful stuff there, and thanks to producer Roger Short for that wee insight into just a couple of the musical traditions of Botswana. You can read Roger's blog on this trip on the Commonwealth Connections page on the Radio 3 website, and that feature, like all the Commonwealth Connections, are available to download as a podcast. More still to come from Claudia Aurora in session and from world music explorer Andy Morgan with some more world music milestones. But before that, let's squeeze in maybe another new release, and this is some beautiful stuff from the Tumbling Bones from Portland, Maine, and I know this is getting big licks as well tonight elsewhere on the BBC airwaves, with BBC Radio and Gael's Ian McGillivray also counting himself amongst their fans. This is Loving a Fool.
In the shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along, where the waters cool flow, bathes the weary one's feet. God leads his dear children along. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us all.
beautiful stuff from Tumbling Bones there and the Shady Green Pastures. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy live at London South Bank Centre with World on 3, and with me at the pop-up studio here is the Bristol-based fado singer Claudia Aurora and her band, and they're going to sing us something rather appropriate for this time of night, Lua, the moon, and it's the story of a lady in a little village in the north of Portugal who hasn't seen her son in 7 years since he emigrated, but holds out the hope that it won't be long until she finally does. Thanks so much to Claudia and friends once again, and they'll be back to round off tonight's World on 3. Do be sure to stay with us for that. So this is World on 3 on BBC Radio 3, and with me as well this evening at South Bank has been journalist and author Andy Morgan to take us through some world music milestones. And Andy, we couldn't really have this conversation with you without mentioning one band in particular and a real phenomenon. What is it for you that makes Tinariwen special?
I think they provide everyone with a different vision of what it is to be a rock and roll rebel, and to be very tough and very hard and very male in a funny kind of way, but very tender at the same time, which is a mix that we have real trouble achieving in our culture. You know, if you're macho, you are necessarily devoid of tenderness, but somehow they manage it. And I think that is very, for me, that is very present in their music and present in the track that I've chosen to play tonight, which is called Enseki e Hadida, which really, really, for me, illustrates something that unfortunately often you don't get in Tinariwen concerts, but you do get when you're out in the desert with them or with a guitar player, which is the gentleness of a performance around the fire. And it's very, very moody. And the lyrics to this song, if I can just read a few lines, because they're absolutely incredible. They're written by Ibrahim Aga Habib, who's the main guy, the kind of, I don't know, the founder of the band, the main spirit of the band. And the lyrics go, I lie down tonight, my eyes in amongst the stars. My thoughts hang over me like the roof of the tent and carry me away. I imagine you, I think of you. I fly and I have no wings with which to land. Your memory is next to me. Whenever we meet, you fill up my thoughts. I have traveled for days across the desert of anxiety. I'm thirsty, parched. My heart and my soul crave water.
Nomads, soldiers of necessity, poets to the core as well, I think. Well, those words take us straight out to the Sahara, so we're not by the Thames just now for these next few minutes, but with Tinariwen in their desert home. Okay.
سقي هديدة أنا غير تران دايف اللي مزوانها نلوايا ناين الزجام نلوايا ناين الزجام سقي هديدة أنا غير تران دايف اللي مزوانها نلوايا
Exquisite stuff. I remember hearing this band, you know, it's one of those bands that you can remember where you heard the music first and the impact that it had on you, and there was just something very special about them. So very excited that they're going to be coming in to do a session for World on 3 in May time when they're over next. I can see why you get so excited.
Oh yeah, man. I mean, and now that we can't go there anymore because of all the problems, it just doubles the nostalgia. All their music is based on homesickness, and if you get involved in their music, you get involved in their homesickness as well.
Well, yeah. I'm going to turn now to something that I'm very passionate about. This is one of my ultimate tracks of all time, of any corner of world music, and it was somebody that I counted as a friend, two of them actually, Martin Bennett, and his perspective on Scottish music. I think he found a way to translate for people. He always used to say, the reason I don't just let people listen to the archive, to listen to the original stuff, is I've got to try and translate it for people. And I think that's how he was getting past the not understanding the words. It's very difficult, actually, because the two musicians that you're going to hear here are no longer with us. One young, one not so young, but both of them knew how to play with words and knew how to play with people's hearts and ears when they were playing as well. So this is another real-world moment, has to be said. So fair play to Peter Gabriel for putting this one out. This is Martin Bennett's Liberation from Grit.
The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacle of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
Martin Bennett and the voice of Michael Mara there at the very end with those amazingly powerful words. But you were saying that, that for you that there is a connection between the wildnesses of the wildernesses of Scotland and Mali.
Because the two places in the world that I really love is the Sahara and the west coast of Scotland. And they've got incredible similarities. They're kind of like climatically 180 degrees opposite to each other. And somehow that sort of sense of wilderness engenders a real homesickness when you're not there, and the whole experience of leaving, having to leave Scotland, you know, the clearances, all that kind of stuff. And also just this thing of a love of poetry, a love of music, a language that's slightly endangered. I mean, there are just so many similarities. I think it was a brilliant segue, whoever put that together.
Well, I know that Michael and Martin would have very much approved of your last choice for tonight's milestones, and it is because, again, it comes down to the power of words and music to have an impact on real life. Tell us about Daraji.
Well, Daraji are one of the many great Senegalese hip-hop bands, and I chose this because I'm slightly obsessed about West African hip-hop at the moment, because I was recently in Mali, and one of my missions there was to do a lot of research for an article about Malian rap and Malian hip-hop. And it strikes me that, I mean, some Senegalese bands have kind of like had an international career, but there are loads of bands in Mali who haven't, and they're immensely popular. I mean, dare I say it, they're a great deal more popular than the bands that we sort of take as being the representative Malian bands. And they're not only popular, but they are a real political force, because the youth don't really have any other form of media. I mean, TV to a certain extent, but the TV's national, there's not a lot of variety. And so the words of the rappers are very, very important in the political debate, and especially in the recent sort of uprising. They organized all kinds of things to get people motivated, to get people, to support the democratic process. And one of the things I love, for instance, is they used to put on gigs, certain rap bands used to put on gigs where the entrance was the voting card. You had to have your voting card to get into the gig. And it's just really, really clever, you know, because basically the problem there is that they had democracy for 20 years and people are disillusioned, and what the rappers are saying, don't be disillusioned with democracy, be disillusioned with the people who called themselves Democrats and weren't, you know. And it's really a major struggle. So Daraji, I mean, unfortunately most of the Malian rap bands don't have albums that you can buy over here, but thankfully Daraji do. And this track that we're going to hear, Esperanza, which is basically hope, the Spanish word for hope, and the translation that is given in the sleeve notes is, to the end of our pains, we will always build. My generation wants to come up for air. And that is so typical of the incredible positive feeling you get in West African rap, as opposed to some other forms of rap that we know and love. And so here it is, Daraji, Esperanza.
Je m'en doute.
Daraji and Esperanza from their album Boomerang. Great memories there. I was just saying to Andy, it's such a long time since I'd heard that and well worth being reminded of it. Thanks so much once again to Andy Morgan for coming in and taking us through some of these big milestones. Well, that's just about it. We have just a few really dedicated audience members still here, and just for that, we're going to reward them with one more song from Claudio Aurora. Thanks to the whole BBC team and everyone here at South Bank Centre for making tonight's show what it was. Lopa Katari, having gotten over her exertions, will be back with you for the second World on Three from South Bank next week, when she'll be joined by Faye Heald and the Hurricane Party. Definitely one to catch up on then. Remember to check out all the Commonwealth connections and the podcasts that you can download from that, as well as checking out Roger Short's blog for this week's trip to Botswana. I'm Mary-Ann Kennedy. You've been listening to World on Three, and as promised, we'll go out just now with one more song of Forbidden Love from Claudio Aurora. Good night.
Cigana do passado, cigana do presente, invadiu o meu coração com um olhar tão penetrante. Cigana do passado, cigana do presente, vive no meu coração, chama de cor exuberante. Pasado. Malas lenguas, malos versos.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 1 o'clock.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. To set us on our way tonight, a recent concert the Croatian Radio and Television Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Dimitri Sitkovetsky, gave in Zagreb. Beethoven's Violin Concerto with soloist Anton Sorokov is the centrepiece. After it, Bardin's bold and bardic Second Symphony. And along the way, a couple of colourful and very evocative Liadov pieces, his Enchanted Lake and his portrait of that most famous witch of Russian folklore, Baba Yaga. The concert opens with a Mussorgsky dawn, the mysterious and eventually ominous dawn, which breaks over the Moscow River at the start of his opera Khovanchchina